Online 247 at WIPZ.org.
Song on so many different dials, cause I got more than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I cry teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Look on my jacket and hat, so bizarre, so down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. Man, where the I used to be the kid that no one cared about. That's why you have to keep screaming till they hear you out. Cause we needed a change. I needed a break. For a sec I even gave up believing and praying. I even done illegal stuff and was needed astray. They say the money is the root of the evilest ways. But have you ever been so hungry it keeps you away? Mate, now my hunger will leave them amazed. Great, it feels like a long time coming. Bam, since the day I thought of that cunning plan. One day I had a dream, I tried to chase it, but I wasn't going nowhere. Running, man, I knew that maybe someday I would understand. Trying to change a tenner to 100 grand. Everyone's a kid that no one cares about. You just gotta keep screaming till they hear you out.
Welcome into the Surway Sports Show here on WIPZ.org. We have a very special guest today in Drew Vettelson. We're going to get into our conversation with him here in a moment.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. We got Drew on the show, of course, so that makes it even better. Well, we're going to give you everyone out there a little background of Drew here in a moment, and then we'll take a big break and get into the interview.
Yep, of course, Drew was a compensation round pick in 2010 with the Rays, 42nd overall in that year's draft. Highly touted, many people around the game of baseball, including Baseball America, rated him as one of the top high school hitters in all of the country, and he has a bright future ahead of him, Jake.
Yeah, Drew does have a bright future ahead of him, and it just started out this year in Princeton as you were able to witness Drew in person down there in West Virginia all this summer, and I've heard a lot of good things there about Drew, and it's going to be interesting to talk to him here in a moment.
Yeah, he's a class act. Rays team MVP for the season. He was very consistent in the field and at the plate throughout the season. It showed basically why he's worth his top draft status. Drew, you there?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
It's going good, Drew. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Just season trying to get better.
Fall league and things like that, Drew.
we went through instructs and worked on things that didn't do as well as I planned on doing in the season, and that went well, and now I'm home working out and trying to get ready for the next season.
Just talking about being home, Drew, how is it? Obviously, you're on the road and over in the Appalachian League all summer. How, miss home a lot, probably being away for the first time in a long time for an extended period of time, Drew?
Yeah, that was definitely new to me. I mean, I've only been away from home for about weeks upon time during the whole high school process of doing all the showcase tournaments. But yeah, it was definitely different. I enjoyed myself though. I was surprised. I had a lot of fun. Sometimes I miss home, but I mean, when you're gone for that long, who wouldn't? So, experience, and I was excited about that season.
Just we're kind of researching your background as far as your hometown and stuff. Surprisingly, we found out there's a lot of famous people that have come out of your hometown there in Washington.
Yeah, we there's Marvin Williams from the Atlanta Hawks. He's the number two overall pick in his year, and then we have a few baseball guys. Willie Bloomquist played for the Mariners for a while. I think he's now with Arizona.
Yeah,
there's a few other guys that broke into the big and kind of been just around.
We got my brother here, as I told you, down there in Princeton, Jake, here on the show. He has a couple questions for you as well. What do you got for Drew, Jake?
Yeah, well, obviously, Zach, there was personally with you in West Virginia this summer. I just had a couple questions about what you thought about your first season overall, some of the instructors you learned from, first off, as far as teaching you the game of baseball and some fundamental stuff.
I definitely thought this year was great. I mean, I felt like I took it all as a learning year. I mean, I had my ups and downs, and I mean, that's how baseball is. And in high school, you're always pretty consistent. You can come to the field and you can guarantee you're going to get your two or three hits. But down here, man, you gotta fight, you gotta battle, and that's something that the Rays organization kind of helped out with. They really helped out with our mental game, kind of pushing us and making sure they try to get the most out of us. That was good.
Yeah, Drew, just talk a little bit about the grind. Obviously, when we talk during the season, you have your ups and downs. Of course, it's not as long as the majors, of course, but it's a longer season than you're used to in high school. What would you say was the biggest adjustment that you had to make from the high school game to the professional ranks?
Yeah, obviously, coming out of high school, I'm playing 20 game seasons and then playing probably 30 to 40 games after that during the summer. So definitely I wasn't ready for the long season that we had, 7 months of just everyday baseball and games. It got a little bit of a grind. It was a struggle. Sometimes it was hard getting up in the morning, but you just have to push yourself, and it definitely took a wear on my body. That's what I really learned, and that's what all the coaches have talked to me with that, or after the season, for my programs during the off season, was really get a good strong base. Just hopefully I'll be able to make a long season club next year, and means I got to get my body ready for the more games that I'm going to be playing next year than what I played this year. So.
All right, Drew, this is Jake again here. I was just curious as to talk about the ups and downs and obviously the grind of the season. What were some of the things going into professional baseball this year that you were maybe the most surprised about, or things that you didn't expect or that you thought you needed to really work on here in the off season now?
I was just surprised how you got your strengths, but I mean, in pro baseball, you play so many games, you start picking up on things, and I saw that big in my base running this year. I would kind of pick up things where I've never peeked in on the signs on the catcher, or never done the certain things, the right fundamentals where the coach is really stressed here. And that's really, really helped out my game a lot. And I was able to do things that I never thought I was able to do, which really surprised me a lot, because I thought I was going to come here, I'd be a little bit limited on what I could do since all the talent was going to rise. But Rays kind of helped me out, be a smarter player, and that really benefited me during the season, which was awesome.
Yeah, and just talk a little bit about, Drew, your defensive. I really noticed a defensive improvement as the season went on with you. How important is that to you as a player? And, of course, maybe not doing something with the bat that day at the plate, but chipping in, maybe throwing the runner out or something like that.
Yeah, in high school, I was always just looked at as a hitter. And coming in, I was pretty shaky on defense. But working with all the coaches, mostly Skeeter Barnes, really helped out with footwork and just all the right fundamentals. And I mean, I feel like I've improved a lot as an outfielder, and it's in the Rays organization, man, they have all these fast, great outfielders, and if you want to play in the big leagues, you have to be able to play defense, and that's something I'm starting to try and pride myself around, playing a good defense and making sure I make all the plays I can, and just improving my arm strength of what I've already have, and keep working on the fundamentals and making that a big part of my game, not just thinking about hitting and putting in the background, because that's when you make the error and make the mistake. So got to be in it every pitch and focus.
All right, Drew, then just as far as being in West Virginia for the summer, obviously the game is day in, day out, but what was it like personally for you having the Princeton, West Virginia fans? What did you think of them and kind of like a family aspect of the fans there in West Virginia?
Yeah, I thought West Virginia was a great place to start. It was a small town, and everybody kind of knew each other, and there was always there. It kind of made them there for you. You weren't just another person. You came to the ballpark. You saw the same people, and it kind of felt like you were just. It was comfortable. It was a comfortable place to play, and I mean, I'm glad that was my first stop because. I felt good there. It was a good feeling, and it was able for me to play well.
All right, Drew, we're going to take a break here on the Stairway Sports Show. We'll leave you on the line, and we'll get into talk a little bit about the Rays, the big club, the postseason run, as I'm sure you were watching that closely, being a Rays in the Rays organization, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the Stairway Sports Show on WIPZ, but we'll play a song here, and we'll be back in a moment.
Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. Throw them up and let something shine. Going out of my f***ing mind. Filthy mouth, no excuse. Find a new place to hang this noose. String me up from atop these roofs. Tied it tight so I won't get loose. Truth is, you can stop and stare. Run myself out and no one cares. Dug the trench out, lay down there with a shovel up out of reach somewhere. Yeah, someone pour it in. Make it a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stomp it out when they bring that chorus in.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. Just to throw it away, just to throw it away. I bleed it out.
Go, stop the show. Choppy words and a sloppy flow. Shotgun opera lock and load. Cock it back and then watch it go. Mama help me, I've been cursed. Death is rolling in every verse. Candy paint on his brand new hearse. Can't contain him, he knows he works. This hurts, I won't lie. Doesn't matter how hard I try. Half the words don't mean a thing, and I know that I won't be satisfied. So why try ignoring him? Make your dirt dance flow again. Say your prayers to stop it out when they bring that chorus in.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away.
I bleed it.
welcome back here on the Surway Sports Show, WIPZ.org, joined by a special guest in the Rays organization, Drew Vettelsen from Washington, here today on the Surway Sports Show, WIPZ. All right, Zach, we're going to get into the Rays organization here with Drew.
Yeah, we're going to get into the big playoff run that the Rays had this season, of course, very thrilling fashion, as I'm sure Drew's not very, probably not feeling too bad for the Red Sox, right, Drew?
Yo, definitely not.
Just kind of your thoughts on being a part of the Rays organization and just seeing that success at the major league level, and kind of maybe just giving you a little bit more of something to achieve, to go get. And
it was definitely awesome watching that last playoff run. I mean, it felt like anything they did, they just couldn't do anything wrong. And it's just cool. It's cool to be a part of the organization and watch that and see how the Rays try and do everything the right way, and good things will happen from that. And you could see by that playoff run, they just got a little just couldn't pull it through in the playoff. But I mean, that was anybody that watched the end of that season could say that's the best baseball memory they have. It was just an awesome time, and there was a lot of hype around the clubhouse when we were in instructional league watching it, and it was definitely cool to see.
Just kind of obviously with the Rays, they have up there now in the major leagues. They have former Princeton Rays and Reed Berniak, Alex Cobb. And also, of course, the highly touted prospect in Matt Moore. Can you just maybe talk a little bit about Matt Moore? What do you think? Do you think you could get a hit off him, Drew, if you had to face the guy?
Matt has some good stuff. I mean, he's a really nice guy. He talks to everybody, and I'm happy to see the success he's gotten, and hope to see him have a good big league season next year. I mean, He has some good stuff. I don't know if I'd be able to get a hit off him, man. He got that 97 mile per hour fastball from the left side. Man.
Yeah, I don't know if you're seeing any pitchers like that in the Appalachian League, Drew. That might be. I think they'll probably be up a little bit higher before you get there, Drew.
Yeah, maybe farther in my career.
All right, just kind of talk about the Rays organization. We know that they're key on development and putting the players in the best possible situation to be successful. Obviously, Andrew Friedman, his name is going out, possible going to other teams and stuff. How do you feel about that, knowing kind of a little bit of uncertainty in the Rays organization possible? What are your thoughts on that?
I'm pretty sure he'll stay with the Rays organization. I mean, if you see all the other organizations want him, that means he's doing something the right, and I think everybody else can see that the Rays do it the right way, and it all comes down through him and all the coordinators and the scouting department. And it's cool to see that just doing it the right way puts up good numbers in the big leagues, and that's what the Rays have been fighting and battling every year, and battling with the New Yorks and the Bostons who go out and buy their players. And I think it's awesome that the Rays are doing it the right way. They're developing their players within their system and bringing them up that way. It definitely looks like it's working.
Yeah, and talking about like Boston and New York, of course, they have all kinds of money to spend. Tampa Bay's budget is much smaller. Does that kind of give you guys the underdog role that, hey, we got to play like almost perfect baseball to beat these guys and really get up and play these guys good?
Yeah, definitely. I think you should come out to the ballpark every day trying to play that perfect baseball. That's why you can see in our big league club that make the least errors out of anybody in the big league. So you pride yourself on the things that you can control, and that's how you need to play. That's not how you need to play the game. You play good defense, play have solid pitching, and timely hit, and that's what we're just trying to do.
All right, this is the Surway Sports Show here on WIPZ. We're joined here by Drew Vettelsen, very nice guy here at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. All right, Drew, why don't we get in a little World Series? Have you been paying attention to the World Series? And we just spoke of Matt Moore. He shut down the Rangers there in Game 1 of the ALDS.
Yeah, I've been following the World Series a little bit. I mean, that Texas lineup is just it's stacked, and it was cool to see that Matt Moore shut him down. That just shows he's one of the, could be one of the top pitchers in years to come, and I mean, I'm excited for him. But yeah, just watching the World Series, I don't know how St. Louis is going to be able to pull it out, because Texas, man, they got that lineup.
So who's cheering for? Who do you got in this? Obviously, it's a little bit down the ways now. You kind of can cheat because you know that the Rangers are 1-1 away here. But you think St. Louis is going to have a pretty tough time?
Oh yeah, I think they're gonna have a tough time, man. Growing up in a Seattle fan, always watching them play Texas, being that the same division, that was always kind of going into this World Series after the Rays got knocked out, always kind of went cold for the Rangers, and always liked watching their lineup hit, because it's an awesome lineup, and I don't know if St. Louis will be able to pull it out.
We have another guest here, Drew, one of the members of the radio station here.
Drew Lutenberger here, program director. Question for you, Drew. Do you believe in hexes and curses? As a baseball player, yes.
Yeah, I do. I try, and one kind of thing I've always kind of done is I feel like if you do good things off the field, you try and do things the right way, that I feel like that should translate to the field. I feel like if you're doing something you shouldn't be doing something wrong, that I feel like it's just bad karma going to the game that the baseball gods are watching, and that's my little thing.
So, Drew, do you think the Cubs should forgive Bartman? Because Dugan here, he's a big Chicago Cubs fan, and we're kind of sorry for him and stuff. But what do you think now, of course, the Boston GM going over to Chicago? Do you think he's going to be able to pull out a World Series with all the curses, the Billy Goat and the Black Cat and stuff like that?
You know, I don't even know, man. That's good. That's funny. They got all those going on, and it's just kind of funny. You think just having all those things going on, that just something has to happen. So that's how I think.
It was just kind of interesting that Theo Epstein in his press conference yesterday is saying about how they kind of want to welcome Bartman back, and it'll be interesting to see how he's received in Chicago. I hope he stays alive.
Yeah.
You got any other questions, Dugan, for Drew?
Yes, final question I have here is, once you get to the big leagues, what do you want as your walk-up song? Have you thought about that at all?
You know, I haven't even thought about it. I'm just hoping to make it to the big leagues someday. I haven't even thought about a walk-up song, but I was in Princeton, I felt like I had some pretty good ones.
Yeah, you had your Nelly, right? And what else? I can't remember what else you had, but...
I had California Girls.
Yeah,
that was kind of a funny one, and then ended the season with one of the Latin songs that our Latin players always listen to. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that was. I'm surprised you didn't play Saliza Motivation, Drew, since I know you really like that song.
Yeah, we always listen to that song, so I got to know it pretty well.
Speaking of Josh, how has he been doing? And just kind of updating the Princeton fans here listening, how has he been doing?
Yeah, he did well in fall. He worked on some kinks in a swing, and worked on just his overall game. Looking good, and I hope to see him have a good season next year, because he works hard and he deserves it.
Looking from afar, what did you think was put yourself in maybe the coach's role, things that you were seeing personally out of Josh that maybe you think he was just trying too hard, combination of just bad luck, or what were you thinking as the season went along?
He's a competitor, man. If he has a bad night, he's a competitor. He wants to do better and do better, and might have put a little pressure on himself, but I mean, every day he was coming to work and getting all his reps in and doing all his swings, and I mean, he's really trying to figure it out. So maybe put a little bit too much pressure on himself, but I'm sure next season he's gonna come out with a fire under him and have a good season.
All right, you're listening to the Surway Sports Show here on WIPZ, joined by Drew Vettelsen, of course, 42nd overall in the 2010 draft, Major League Baseball. All right, Drew, we're going to get into a little thing here. here, not involved as much in baseball. What are some of your hobbies that you do have outside of the game of baseball?
I actually am really into drawing. I used to, when I was younger, I used to draw a lot more, but now that baseball is taking a lot of my time, I haven't drawn as much, but that's always been one of my hobbies, drawing. So.
The one day I called you, Drew, so you have a dog, correct?
Yep.
What kind of dog do you have, Drew?
I have a Manchester Terrier. It's like a miniature Doberman. The thing is barking all the time, and he definitely keeps everybody awake in the house.
So do you do any fishing there in Washington?
I live on the water, but I don't really get out fishing that much when I'm in Washington. Mostly when I'm in Florida with the nice weather, I'll go out fishing. But that's one thing I haven't gotten into is fishing. Like you think everybody there in Washington should.
What kind of fish were you, Port Charlotte in Florida? What kind of fish are you going after down there, Drew?
Oh, you know, I'm trying to go out for that great whale. I'd go out there to catch anything, man. I'd catch a big one, then it's awesome. But I just go out there to fun, not trying to pinpoint on one fish. But we caught some like shrevish catfish and stingrays and just those kind of things. So.
Who do you think is the best fisherman among the group that you went, or if you just went by yourself, who do you think was the best fisherman among the group, Drew?
I'd probably say Ryan Brett was probably he's probably the best
fisherman. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's into all the fishing and hunting and archery and all that kind of stuff. So I got to give him the best fisherman.
Kind of just talk, Drew, about the camaraderie among you guys in the Rays organization. Obviously, you got your players and teammates in Princeton, and now, of course, in Fall League. Kind of talk about how your guys' relationship has developed and just how's that doing with you guys.
Yeah, everybody's pretty cool with each other. Everybody wants to see each other do good, and you need to have the team camaraderie in the minor leagues to really have it be an emphasis, because that's how everybody in our system is trying to move up to the big leagues. You're not going to get traded away. You're gonna try and make it to the big leagues with the Rays, and with having that good team camaraderie in the minors is a direct correlation of the big league team, and you can see how they all come together and made that playoff run, and that was good to see. And yeah, it's definitely, you got to be a team player, even in the minors, where it's sometimes an individual, or it's how you're doing good, it's how you get moved up, but you always got to be a good teammate.
Yeah, it's very, very important, because obviously sometimes you see in the minors, they're kind of just off by themselves, to kind of maybe TO-ish or something like that. But upcoming season here, Drew, looking possibly going to Bowling Green. Have you done any research on Bowling Green? Obviously, we kind of talked about it. It's a college town, a little bit bigger than, probably a lot more bigger than Princeton. But what are you kind of looking forward to? And obviously, with baseball, looking forward to getting to know a new community next year.
Yeah, it's always fun getting to go to new places, travel around the country, and I haven't really looked much into Bowling Green. I've talked to a few guys that have been there in the past about it, and they said it's a fun place to play. And it's definitely cool going to a new place, meeting new people, and kind of seeing how each part of the country works. And it is definitely different. Each place is different. So it has its own little place.
Drew Vettelson here talking to us over the phone via Washington on the Storway Sports Show. Drew, speaking of the upcoming season, what are some of the goals that you have, if you have set for yourself there next season in professional baseball?
Yeah, baseball is always getting faster and stronger. I've already started my workouts right now, and then probably start baseball-related stuff closer to end of December into January. But you know, I'm just trying to come back just in a better fit. Last year I didn't know what to expect. I didn't work out much going into the season, just because I was right out of high school, really not knowing how the ways to do it. But this year, man, I feel like I got a good routine going on so far, and it'll only get better as the offseason goes on, and hopefully my body will be able to make it through the through the grind next year, because this year kind of fell apart at the end. But I mean, that was good. I was actually take that as a learning experience, and won't let that happen again. Come back stronger and be able to make it through the whole season.
Yeah, I know you wanted, of course, a little bit of a milestone, try to bat 300 of Drew, and came up a little bit short on that, but overall a good season. Just kind of, I guess, maybe something that is maybe misunderstood about you, Drew, that maybe is talked about around baseball circles, something that maybe people don't know about Drew Vettelsen.
I probably say a lot of people have said I have below average speed. I mean, I agree with them, you know, but I feel like trying to be a student of the game, really taking in what our coaches with Tampa Bay have to say, and I feel like my speed could be a big part of my game in the future, just being smart and being a good base runner, and I think that's something people become misunderstood, since I don't have that flashy speed, I can still play the outfield, and I can still run the bases as well as anybody. So that's what I'm. One thing I'm trying to pride myself going into next year, and hopefully I can improve.
Obviously, watching you, Drew, you have pretty good gap power. Just kind of talk about maybe for the young kids out there listening to the show today, what helped you the most growing up, learning baseball, going the opposite way, and taking the or hitting the pitch where it is pitched? Just talk a little bit about that, Drew.
Yeah, I feel like you got to find your approach, and you got to stick with it. You can't change it up to pitcher. If someone's throwing hard, you got to stay with your same approach. If someone's throwing a little soft, same approach. You can't let bats go away. And I feel like sometimes this year that I kind of threw bats away, trying to do something different than what I had been doing in the past that worked for me. So I think growing up, my dad was always my coach. He always had me go through my own routines and try and do something that you're familiar with, because you don't want to try and get out of your comfort zone by doing something different than what you're not used to. So just getting comfortable with what you can do and what you do to get ready for the game. And I feel like the game should just go with the flow.
All right, Drew, we really thank you for being on the show today. I'm sure we'll have you down the line sometime, catch up with you a little bit. We really appreciate having you on the Surway Sports Show. We thank you, all the Princeton listeners in West Virginia, of course, listening to you, and I'm sure they're happy to listen to Drew Vettelsen. Thanks a lot, Drew, for the interview, and take care, all right, buddy?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Thanks. See ya. Thanks, Drew.
All right, thank you.
All right, that was Drew Vettelsen, Tampa Bay Rays. We thank Drew very much for coming on the show today with us. Very, very nice guy, Jake.
Yeah, you can tell this guy is a very intelligent young baseball player, and the Rays organization should be, I would say, stoked to have him as part of their organization.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to take a break here on the Surway Sports Show. We thank all of you fans in Princeton, West Virginia, for listening. Jim Holland, general manager, doing a great job down there in Princeton, West Virginia. Be sure to catch some games there next summer as the Rays have another season coming up, of course, in June. All right, this is the Surway Sports Show, WIPZ Radio.